And now the news in details. President Prabowo Subianto wishes all Indonesians a happy New Year 2025. This was conveyed by the head of state after attending a meeting on cash closing of the 2024 state budget at the Minister of Finance office, Jakarta, on Tuesday. On that occasion, the president invited the public welcome the New Year 2025 with optimism that Indonesia will rise.
To all my brothers and sisters, countrymen and homeland, Happy New Year. We face the New Year with joy, optimism, confidence that Indonesia will rise.
President Prabowo Subianto emphasized that on New Year's Eve, the government continued to work until midnight. Most government officials were in their respective offices until 00 West Indonesian time. In his Instagram account at Presiden Republik Indonesia, the president invited all Indonesians to welcome the new year with hope, enthusiasm, and optimism to realize the noble ideas of a prosperous and equitable Indonesia. The president prayed that this year would bring success, progress, and blessings to the Indonesian nation. Moving on to the second news. The government has decided that the increase in the value-added tax rate from 11% to 12% will be imposed specifically on luxury goods and services. Apart from these goods, the VAT rate for other goods and services is still in accordance with the rate that has been in effect since 2022, which is 11%. The decision to increase the VAT rate for luxury goods was directly conveyed by President Prabowo Subianto in a press statement at the Minister of Finance office in Jakarta on Tuesday. President Prabowo emphasized that the VAT rate increase is a mandate of the Law No. 7 of 2021 concerning harmonizing of tax regulation. He said according to the agreement between the government and the House of Representatives, the VAT rate increase will be carried out gradually from 10% to 11% in April 2022 and then increase to 12% starting from January 1st, 2025.
Kenaikan secara bertahap ini
This gradual increase is intended so as not to have a significant impact on people's purchasing power, on inflation, and on economic growth.
Inflasi dan terhadap pertumbuhan ekonomi.
The president emphasized that this tax policy is designated to prioritize the interests of the people and create overall economic equality. President Prabowo also said that the government has committed to providing a stimulus package worth 38.6 trillion rupiah for the people of Indonesia. And that was Newsline.
Jakarta, Indonesia. Here is Voice of Indonesia with English program, presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen to our program through shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz. Online streaming voanews.id and at RI Digital Mobile Application. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
From Indonesia to the world.
Hello, Voi listener and RRNN viewers. Welcome back to Indonesia Today with your host, Ray, where I'll be accompanying you for the next 2 hours, providing you with news, information, and also entertainment from Indonesia to the world. And Voi listener, today in this beautiful Friday marks the first day of the 2025, where we, of course, leave everything in 2024 behind us and move on to 2025. And of course, we must have lots and lots of resolution that we need to achieve this year. Even though we don't actually checklist all of our resolution maybe in the last year, maybe we can achieve it this year. So, Voi listener, to start off this beautiful mood of the New Year's, of course, even though it is past behind us, but we never say goodbye to the memories that we have get from 2024, with a song from Bon Jovi with Never Say Goodbye. But before I give you and play the song for you, I would like to say that you can watch our broadcast through online streaming in voinews.id, shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz. We also have our application in RRA Digital for those of you who love watching on demand. And so without any further ado, for listener and RRA viewers, welcome and Happy New Year to all of us. And here is the song from Bon Jovi with Never Say Goodbye.
My time with strangers, but the bottle of my own breath. Manado, where life flows in gentle streams that are genially inspiring, handy in crafts, beaches that energize, lakes that provide livelihoods, is a land that has embraced Christianity, hosted important events with its innate hospitality, exotic culinary delights, is marvelous, famous among divers, cherished by the locals. This is the life that blends the old and the new, that does not forget natural wonders, an adventure of its own, easily accessible, still fascinating. Life in North Sulawesi. Wonderful Indonesia.
I'm today's Diplomatic Corner highlights, Busnuts sends aid to cancer survivors from Gaza and Jordan. The National Board of Zakat of the Republic of Indonesia, along with the Indonesian Embassy in Amman, Jordan, distributed assistance to children from the Gaza Strip, Palestine. As reported by Busnas RI's press release on Tuesday, the aid was distributed especially for the children who are now cancer survivors at King Hussein Cancer Center Hospital, Amman. The assistance amounted to 114 packages in the form of stationery, toys, and pocket money. Moreover, the head of Busnas RI's collection division, Rizaluddin Kurniawan, admitted that he felt impressed to be able to distribute aid to patients from Gaza, especially children suffering from cancer. We also hope that this assistance will be useful for children with cancer who are currently in the hospital. Rizaluddin thanked the Indonesian Embassy in Amman for assisting the distribution of aid to Palestinian children with cancer. Previously, the Indonesian National Board of Zakat and King Hussein Cancer Center has signed a memorandum of understanding to cooperate in the distribution of aid of the Palestinian people. Assistance amounting to 2 billion rupiah will be distributed in stage for 3 years. The assistance is devoted to helping patients from Gaza who are in the KHCC hospital in Jordan. Rizaluddin Kurniawan conveyed this cooperation is a concrete step to support the Palestinian people. Rizaluddin hopes that this collaboration can make a significant positive contribution to the welfare of the Palestinian people. In the signing ceremony, KHCC Jordan's head of local cooperate, Madeline El Salad, welcomed the cooperation in distribution Palestinian humanitarian aid with Busnas. Madeline explained, so far KHCC has treated 300 patients and their families from Gaza, Palestine, the majority of whom are cancer patients. And that's Diplomatic Corner.
RRA Digital with New Look.
Here's Newsflash. Jakarta, the Hotel Indonesia roundabout in central Jakarta, became the epicenter of New Year's celebration with an estimated 150,000 people gathering to welcome 2025 on Tuesday night. The Jakarta Tourism Agency organized the event under the theme Jakarta Kota Global Berjuta Pesona, or the Jakarta Global City of Endless Charms, aiming to positioning the capital as a global tourist destination. The city prepared 23 entertainment stages across Jakarta with 14 set up, along with Jalan MH Tamrin and Jalan General Sudirman. Additional stages were installed in Monas, Kota Tua, Taman Mini, and Ancol, hosting performances by top Indonesian artists, including Yura Yuni and Run. And that was Newsflash.
Programa en Español.
RRI Digital. Available on Google Store and App Store. RRI Digital.
Jadi satu di dalam ikatan percaya. Ini asmaraku, ini asmaramu, sungguh makin sempurna.
cause I can miracle and it is more than just a physical attraction. If it's over individual, so we have this spiritual connection. A passion that is always you the one and only. Baby, you can call me every time you feel you want me. And I'll be there for you when I know you and I love you. Still the world is falling apart.
Kepada kamu.
What?
Kamu.
Who?
Kamu.
Yeah.
Kau adalah terindah. Yang membuat hatiku terbang. Cintai kamu takkan pernah takut. Tanpa kau simak salahku. Kamu.
Here we go, to the world time, girl. But I want you to know you still rock my world.
Baby, I love you
too, girl. And I love you when you smile, you're so cute, girl. Hey, don't be jealous, but I'm hanging with my fellas. When me and you together, girl, it's like the time is endless. And when the time is right, I'll be happy by my side. Saying this is the disaster. Can I maybe get started?
Enchanting island of Bali. You're welcomed by breathtaking landscapes, vibrant culture, and warm hospitality. To ensure you make the most of your Bali adventure, here's a story highlighting the essential of traveling in this tropical paradise. Embrace the local culture, meet the Balinese people with a warm smile, and respect their customs and traditions. Use your best attire, and if you're a woman with a period day, don't go to a temple or other sacred places. Explore the natural beauty. Bali is home to stunning landscapes. Do explore lush rice terraces, pristine beaches, and lush forests. Hike up to Mount Baitar. Prioritize your safety. Don't climb the sacred trees, and get the sunrise you'll never forget. Practice responsible tourism. Support eco-friendly and sustainable practices. Choose accommodations that prioritize environmental conservation and respect local communities. Bali's natural beauty is a treasure. Don't litter on beaches, in forests, or the ocean. dispose of your trash properly, and consider participating in beach cleanup efforts. As you embark on your Bali adventure, remember that responsible tourism ensures that this island paradise remains enchanting for generations to come. Bali welcomes you with open arms. It's up to you to protect its beauty and culture. Bali awaits, ready to weave its magic into your travel story. Safe travels, and may your journey be filled with wonder and discovery.
Thank you so much for listener and Ed Beer for accompanying me in this 1 hour broadcast in RRNet. But don't go anywhere, because after this there will be a lot more program and information that will accompany the next hours of Indonesia Today. Don't forget that you can send your critics, suggestion and also information through our social media. In Facebook account, The Voice of Indonesia. Twitter account at VOI Indonesia. Instagram and TikTok in VOI double underscore official. We also have our email address in VOI at voinews.id and WhatsApp number in +62 821 238 12130. Thank you so much for listener and RRNet viewers. My name is Ray, and please enjoy our feature to close up RRNet with feature Desa Pan Jalu.
Cuman kisah-kisah aja, nyangku itu. Yaitu cuci.
Only from old stories, nyangku is washing creases and sores, which according to the story was conducted by somebody from Mecca. He was said to be Syaidina Ali, but according to a legend, he was Boros Ngora.
About Panjalu and stories that are circulating in the area, but how is Panjalu today? Human life continues to run fast, but many customs persist. When a civilization in a shaky position to the change of life, wisdom becomes very important. The same with Panjalu, a fertile region located at an altitude of over 700 meters above sea level in Mount Sawal surroundings in the northern town of Ciamis, West Java. It is approximately 235 kilometers southeast of Jakarta, about 95 kilometers east of the provincial capital city of Bandung, West Java. Normally, it takes about 5 hours from Jakarta via toll road, or about 2.5 hours from the city of Bandung. Going by train from Jakarta, you have to stop at Tasikmalaya, then take another vehicle to Panjalu. There is no direct public transport to Panjalu. Since the Dutch colonial era, Panjalu, with its Situ Lengkong or Lengkong Pond, has been used as a natural conservation area. That according to the saga was the embryo of Tatar Sunda kingdom in West Java and the kingdoms in Central and East Java. Life in Panjalu was full of prosperity and well-being under the leadership of King Boros Ngora and his successors. The difference between kingdoms in Central and East Java and the Tatar Sunda kingdom, in this case Panjalu, is that there was some influence of Buddhism and Hinduism, but the strong influence was Islam. The prosperity and welfare in the 6th century BC, Panjalu can still be seen in Situ Lengkong, which is a masterpiece of King Boros Ngora, the ruler of Panjalu kingdom at that time. It was dedicated to the prosperity of his people, as told by Abah Dedeh.
beliau untuk mensejahterakan rakyatnya sendiri. Kemudian beliau itu membuat gawe.
He worked for his people, then he made gawe karahayuan, for work for glory. Yes, for karahayuan, for glory, for keselamatan, for welfare, for peace and prosperity of his people, and so on. It is a masterpiece of civil engineering technology. Actually, it was the work of King Boros Ngora. So in the 6th or 7th century, an Indonesian king successfully built a lake, some dams. In my opinion, it is worth entering the list of cultural heritage objects. But at the moment, it has not been included in the cultural heritage list.
Economy, which is dominated by agriculture, currently does not bring good impact for local farmers. Although there is situ or Lake Lengkong, as told by Pak Oman, a resident of Panjalu, who is also a pangguru or community leader.
Cuman sekarang kendalanya modal, apalagi sering fluktuatif.
Now the problem is capital investment, which is often volatile, fluctuative, yes. It is the price during planting and harvest times it fluctuates. So now I decided to stop for a moment. Agriculture is always like this sometimes. The price is high, but mostly it is cheap. I became a farmer because it's the only thing that I know. Because all I can do is farming. I don't even know how to market my products. I cannot manage the time. I'm a farmer, not a trader. I cannot leave my farm. If I go and sell my products, while it takes 3 to 4 days to tend to the plants, what would happen? The plants would be affected by diseases. That's the problem.
To strengthen the village economy, actually the government has built a system of economic cooperatives to help farmers. However, according to the elder and leader of indigenous people of Panjalu, Abah Dede, the government must not only set up a cooperative, but must also oversee its existence, as well as how is it in the future.
Kalau misalnya kita akan harus mengembangkan seperti koperasi, kudu jelas ya, erek aya bantuan naon, ya, programnya bagaimana.
If we must develop a cooperative, it must be clear what kind of assistance that we are going to get. How about the program? Not after we were encouraged to set the cooperative in accordance with the law. We will become confused. What then? And how about the indigenous people? What are we going to do with them?
Abang Dede also has a dream. He said if only farmers in Indonesia are like farmers in Thailand, who need not think about marketing their agricultural products or the outcome of their creative economy.
Saya itu terenyuh ya pada waktu saya ke Thailand. Ya. Kamu sebetulnya ini misalnya membuat sangkar burung. Mengapa kamu membuat sangkar burung? Saya disuruh.
I was so touched when I went to Thailand. There was a farmer who was making a bird cage. Why do you make bird cages? He said, I make bird cages because I was told by our cooperative office to do it. How about the marketing? We need not worry about marketing because after we finish this, people from industrial office will come and we get paid. How? With checks. So rural banking in Thailand lives so well, and people need not worry about marketing. This is what I call a clear policy. Sorry for making a comparison.
However, out of necessity, the indigenous people living in Panjalu finally had to face a difficult choice. On the one hand, they want to feel the sense of development, but on the other hand, they want to retain their customs and culture that they have been painstakingly maintained, especially after Ciamis district lost Pangandaran, which was previously a source of local revenue fund. Following is the village head of Panjalu.
Kemarin juga waktu ada calon-calon bupati.
When there was a potential candidate for region, for development policy in Panjalu, please prioritize the local policy first. Do not ever let the culture and the cultural order became lost.
Saya tidak mau, saya bilang itu, daerah kami ini sendiri juga ada hotel. Saya kan ngomong, saya bilang,
udah aja wisatawan datang mah sarare di lemur kira gitu. Kalau itu harus diperbaiki misalnya.
I do not want any hotel here. I have said tourists can come and homestay. If toilets need to be fixed, then fix them. Just do whatever necessary. What I'm worried about is if there are hotels, tourists will flock in without control. At least we can tell people what to do. I'm very concerned. Do not develop Panjalu as you please. What we feared is not in accordance with the rules of our ancestors, Islamic rules. No bad deeds, nor blasphemy, things like that. We are worried if it is not controlled, there will be hotels and what is it? Karaoke and so on?
Itu tidak terkontrol. Kalau ada hotel-hotel, apalagi karaoke, begitu dan sebagainya kan.
As part of autonomous region of Ciamis district, Panjalu inevitably becomes part of revenue-producing potentials, especially after the loss of Banjar and Pangandaran area, which were the largest source of income for Ciamis district, as stated by Ciamis Head of Culture and Tourism Office, Agus Yani.
Setelahnya Pangandaran lepas.
After Pangandaran off, it means we must concentrate on the existing destinations, especially cultural tourism, such as Karang Kamulian, Situ Lengkong, and Tambak Sari, which will become our icons and to be given the top priority because we will not have beaches anymore. Apart from being managed by the government, we expect later there will be investors from outside, so the next destinations are to be created by the private sector.
Meanwhile, related to regional development planned by Ciamis Authority, indigenous people of Panjalu who still retain their culture have proposed specific requirements, such as told by Panjalu Village Head Haris.
Saya kan diundang sama disebut Pak.
As Panjalu Village Head, I was invited by Ciamis Culture and Tourism Office. The district lost some assets through the new autonomous region of Pangandaran. The attention will be on Panjalu, right? We have put forward our appeal, do not move Pangandaran to Panjalu.
Itu berkaitan juga dengan kewenangan. Inilah yang mohon dimengerti juga oleh pemerintah kabupaten. Ya, dai desa itu sebenarnya terbatas kewenangannya.
Well, it relates to the authority. This is what we want to be understood also by the district. The village has very limited authority, so please do understand if you want any income, you must give great authority to us. Actually, they should ask Panjalu people first.
After the loss of Pangandaran, the Ciamis district, local government set Panjalu as a leading tourist destination. But the extent of this business venture is narrated by the head of Ciamis Culture and Tourism Office, Hermansa.
Panjalu juga demikian, karena sudah menjadi objek wisata budaya dan jarah unggulan.
Panjalu now has become the main object of cultural tourism and pilgrimage in Ciamis district. Facilities and infrastructure have already been built by the Ciamis district government.
It seems Panjalu has to face the reality between maintaining the culture that has persisted over 1,000 years as Nyangku ceremony, held at the beginning of the month of Muharram or Maulid in Situ Lengkong, or adapting the meaning of development without filtering, which often ignores the great tradition and culture. However, if Panjalu has become a tourism icon, something that has been hidden will be famous outside of Ciamis area and will provide economic income and wealth as desired by Panjalu people. However, until when they will be able to maintain their customs and traditions, God only knows.
For joining us on Indonesia Today, only on VOI and RRNN.
Please try to forgive me.
become. Oh yeah.
SMA. Kali dan pertama mengikat janji, janji setia, setia abadi. Kali
Newsline, first the headline. President and Defense Minister greet thousands of Indonesian military in Papua. Coordinating Minister for Economy says BINA discount 2024 program transaction reached 25.4 trillion rupiah. And now the news in details.